This is a wonderful thing that Jesus asked us to do. It's sort of like a memorial. And he was telling the disciples the story of the Passover and the Exodus out of Egypt and all that stuff that took place. And to celebrate this particular meal when the death angel passed over in Egypt when they were escaping. And he instituted something that will allow us to remember it. But he was telling the story of the Passover meal to the disciples. They knew the story over. They knew it. But then he took and he did something a little different. When it came time to eat and he was passing out the bread, and he had lifted the bread to heaven, and he gave thanks in his tradition, and he said, "O God, King of the universe, who brings forth the fruit of the wheat, this bread represents my body, which will be broken for you." And you got to remember, they looked at this guy and said, "I wonder what he's talking about." And then he broke it. He said, "Take, eat all of this as a remembrance of what I'm going to do for you." And then likewise, he took the cup. There's four cups of wine in the Passover Seder dinner. Seder simply means order of worship. The third cup, I like to call it the cup of salvation. It's called the cup of redemption. He lifted it to heaven and gave thanks, "O King of the universe, who brings forth the fruit of the vine, bless this cup." And then he told them, "This cup will represent the blood of the new covenant shed for the forgiveness of sin." Now they knew, according to their traditions, there could not be any forgiveness of sin without the shedding of blood. But now Jesus is going to shed his own blood, the perfect Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Mr. Travis. The body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, broken for you, and the cup which represents the blood of Christ shed for the forgiveness of sin. Take to your comfort in Jesus' name. As Travis plays meditation music, as we come to the altar, the music will kind of soothe in our spirit and our heart, and just know that you are loved by God, your sins have been forgiven. And the psalmist said to be still and know that I'm God. So I'm not going to do any talking. I'm just going to invite you to come to the altar, spend time with the Lord, and celebrate this meal. Now, if you don't want to come to the altar and you want to go this way, we have the little cups that you can do communion right where you are. Come as the Spirit leads. The broken body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, broken for you, and the cup that represents the blood of the new covenant shed for the forgiveness of sin. Has everybody been served who wishes to be served? We can also serve you in your pews at any time. Arise now and know that not only have your sins been forgiven, but you've been made well and whole in a physical sense and in a spiritual sense. And we look forward to the time together, Jesus. But thank you for preparing a way for us through the death, the burial, the resurrection, and the promise coming again. Go now in peace, in Jesus' name. Amen.